This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill at the Colorado Capitol aims to keep the redistricting process on track in spite of delays at the census. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would give more flexibility to the two independent commissions tasked with redrawing Colorado's congressional and state legislative districts. It would let the nonpartisan commission staff use preliminary census data to create tentative maps. The commissions would use those maps as starting points at hearings across the state to get feedback from the public. The commissions would finalize their maps after the exact population numbers arrive in the fall. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Cities in Colorado could get new power over developers, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
It's been more than 20 years since the Colorado Supreme Court put significant restrictions on the ways that municipalities can shape new development. The court ruled that cities can't require developers to set aside lower rent units in new construction. A bill that is set to pass the legislature would return that power, allowing them to control rent on new development. Cities would still have to give developers alternative options, such as paying a fee instead. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A ruling by Mexico's Supreme Court will allow U.S. potatoes to be imported to all of Mexico. About 20% of Colorado-grown potatoes already go to Mexico, and that's with current rules that only allow U.S. potatoes to be sold within about 16 miles of the Mexican border. The court ruling could be a boost for potato growers in Colorado's San Luis Valley. This is CPR News.